Ramayana Aranyakanda Part 6 Akampana. But there was one Rakshasa named Akampana who had somehow escaped the massacre, and he went to Ravana's abode in Lanka, informing him of the death of his two brothers. And upon hearing the news, Ravana became red with rage, shouting out, "Who dares to offend me in this way, thus bringing about his own death? No one can save him now, not even Indra, Yamaraj, or even Vishnu. Tell me at once, who has dared to make me so angry?" But being fearful of Ravana's wrath, Akampana begged him, "My dear lord, I shall gladly answer your questions. However, please promise me that you will not become angry for my truthful speech." Thus, after gaining Ravana's assurance, Akampana explained, "14,000 Rakshasas, including your two brothers, Kara and Dushana, were killed by a mere human being known as Ram, the son of King Dasharatha. Was this Ram accompanied by all the demigods?" "Oh no, my lord. This Ram killed all the Rakshasas single-handedly, without even taking help from his younger brother. Indeed, this Ram is so powerful that he accomplished this awesome task within a very short time, less than 2 hours. No one can stand before this Ram. When he becomes enraged, it appears as if the entire universe could be destroyed. I shall go at once to Janmasthan and kill this Ram and Lakshman. Then we will see what kind of heroes they really are. Oh, Ravana, please do not act hastily, underestimating the power of this Ram, for he is capable of annihilating the entire universe and again recreating it. Even if the demigods and demons all combine together, I do not think they could stand before Ram very long. Therefore, O Lord, do not consider attacking him with force. But there is, however, another way that I think could provide the means for Ram's death. For you see, the wife of Ram, named Sita, is incomparably beautiful, with a face lovelier and fairer than thousands of moons. Indeed, Sita is the very emblem of feminine attractiveness, and she is the perfection of womanly chastity and behavior. I think that without Sita, Ram could no longer bear to live. Therefore, I suggest that you go and kidnap Sita." Ravana immediately liked this idea, and after reflecting momentarily, he responded, "Your suggestion is brilliant. I shall go to Panchavati tomorrow on my chariot and carry away Sita by force with great pleasure." After dismissing Akampana, Ravana went to the hermitage of Tataka's son Maricha. After receiving Ravana with great respect and washing his feet, Maricha inquired, "O Lord of the Rakshasas, your surprise visit here fills my mind with misgivings. I know that you would not have come personally unless the matter were of utmost importance." "You are certainly correct, for there is a human being named Ram who has completely annihilated my army of Rakshasas posted at Janmasthan. And Ram has a brother known as Lakshman, who disfigured my sister, Shurpanakha, causing Kara and Dushana to retaliate. I considered my two brothers to be invincible, but they have been slain along with all of their soldiers. So I indeed need your help, Maricha, because I plan to kidnap Ram's wife, Sita.
Ravana, I am shocked. I am filled with horror. Whoever has given you this idea is indeed your worst enemy in the guise of a friend. Oh, Ravana, if you try to carry out this foolish plan, it will only result in your own destruction. For Ram has inconceivable prowess on the level of Lord Vishnu himself. Ram is like a fathomless ocean. Crocodiles are his bow, and whirlpools are his mighty arms. The releasing of his arrows is like the constant flowing of waves. The span of the ocean from shore to shore is his battlefield, wherein his enemies drown. O king of the Rakshasas, it would be far better for you to control your wrath and return to Lanka. Enjoy yourself there, along with all your wives, and let Ram enjoy with his wife in the Dandaka forest. Otherwise, you will bring disaster down upon your own head. And so, taking the advice of Maricha, Ravana returned to his magnificent palace at Lanka. Meanwhile, Sharpanaka, having witnessed the slaughter of all the Rakshasas at Janastan, went to Lanka to see her brother Ravana. Ravana had 10 heads and 20 arms, and his body bore many scars from former conflicts, including those inflicted by Lord Vishnu's Sudarshana Chakra. Once, Ravana had attacked Bhogavati, the capital of the Nagas. And after defeating the serpents Vasuki and Takshaka, Ravana took away Takshaka's wife by force. And then, after conquering Kuvera, Ravana took possession of his Pushpaka chariot. And then, simply out of spite, Ravana destroyed some of the heavenly gardens. Long ago, Ravana had performed severe austerities, and at the end of 10,000 years, Ravana began offering his own 10 heads in sacrifice to Lord Brahma. Being pleased with Ravana, Lord Brahma awarded him immunity from death at the hands of all living creatures, except human beings. After receiving this benediction, the puffed-up Ravana began killing Brahmanas and disrupting their sacrifices. Thus, Ravana became a thorn in the side of the demigods, who fervently prayed to Lord Vishnu for his destruction. When Sharpanaka came into his presence, Ravana was seated on an ornate golden throne within his 7-story palace, and she revealed her disfigured face. Greatly agitated, she said, "Oh, my dear brother, are you so absorbed in sense gratification that you fail to recognize the grave danger at hand? When the king is only interested in his own vulgar enjoyment and does not pay attention to the state affairs, everyone comes to despise him. Haven't your spies reported by now how Ram single-handedly slaughtered 14,000 Rakshasas at Janasthan, including your 2 brothers, Kara and Dushana? Oh, Ravana, you are a useless king, and I predict that you will not remain on the throne for very long." Ravana became inflamed by the prodding from his sister, especially as she did so in front of his ministers. Barely controlling his anger, Ravana inquired, "Who is this Ram? What is his strength? Was it he who deformed you like this? Speak now, for I want to know everything." With his long, powerful arms and large eyes shaped like lotus petals, Ram appears to be the god of love himself. His complexion has a greenish hue, and he is strongly built like a lion. His bow is as effulgent as a rainbow, and when he stretches it to full length, he shoots golden arrows that resemble venomous snakes, releasing them so fast that you cannot tell whether he is pulling out the arrow or shooting it. Although he is the most heroic Kshatriya, he dresses himself in tree bark and deerskin and keeps matted hair. He killed the entire army of Rakshasas at Janasthan with a volley of arrows. And he has such exceptional strength that he even subdued Kara and Dushana. I am sure he could divert the current of a river or bring down the stars and planets from the heavens. He has a younger brother known as Lakshman, and he was the one who cut off my nose and ears under Ram's instruction. And the wife of Ram is named Sita, and she is exactly like the goddess of fortune herself. She has large dark eyes, and the beauty of her face surpasses that of many, many moons. Her smooth skin is the color of molten gold, and her slim waist, graceful hips, and full breasts make her incomparably beautiful. O Ravana, there is no other woman like this Sita, and if you were to see her, you would fall madly in love, for she would make a perfect wife for you. I intended to capture her to bring her to you, but instead I was disfigured by Lakshman. So now, my dear brother, you should go and kidnap Sita. That is, of course, if you truly are as powerful a hero as you think.